You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
Ano ba sinasabi ng Bible pag sinabi nating gospel? Alright, tingnan ko yung notes ko ha. Kalimutan ko eh. Okay. You know, usually in a religious setting, pag sinabi yung the one that we did a while ago when we read God's Word, this is the Word of the Lord, people say that's the gospel. Actually, it is not. The Word of God, somehow it's the gospel, but specifically, hindi talaga yun yung gospel. The gospel is the Bible, or the gospel letters, according to Christine, in a way it is. Kasi nga nakikita natin yung sa Bible, hindi pa the gospel according to Mark. But the reality is, the real meaning of the gospel, it's not really about those letters. Are you here with me? Some think that the gospel is only for bad people. Okay? In other words, lost people. That's why we preach the gospel, because we want to make sure the lost people knows about God's word, and so that they will be able to know Christ. Okay? Some think that the gospel, it's about a list of do's and don'ts. And especially those who were raised up in a church, like in the kids' church, or dati yung kids' church, ang pangalan nun, Sunday school. Di po ba? Sino rito laki sa Sunday school? Okay. Some of you would think that the gospel is about do's and don'ts because you raised up in a Christian family and you are in a Christian church. And so at the back of your mind, it's really doing what's right. When you do what is right, then you are living the gospel. All right? But the gospel is not really about that. It's more than the way we understand what it is. In fact, there's a man of God, a pastor, who mentioned about the importance of the gospel. Sabi niya ganun, it is one thing to understand the gospel, but it's quite another to experience the gospel in such a way that it fundamentally changes us and becomes our source of our identity and security. It is one thing to grasp the essence of the gospel, but quite another to think out its implication for our life. Tim Keller, who is very well known nowadays, he's pastoring a church in New York. Very brilliant, all right, deep foundations in the doctrine. He was saying, the real essence is not just knowing the gospel, but how we live our life because of our experience that it turned out that the gospel itself would be our security, our significance, and we could do whatever God wants us to do. Why? Because it stems out from the relationship to God and the gospel itself that enable us to walk every single day of our lives. In other words, everybody listen to this. The gospel is not just for the lost people. The gospel is for every day in our own Christian life. Are you here with me? Hindi lang siya pag, uy, preach tayo ng gospel kasi may lost people. And yung ginagawa natin every Sunday, after ng preaching, ito na naman si Pastor Dan, akit na naman dito, mag-altar call. Kasi may mga tao kailangan ma-save. Alright, hindi po yun. In fact, I'd like to say for the record, that we're not preaching the gospel at the end of the service simply because for us to save people from hell. Alright? Kasi nga, kung mamatay sila mamaya, eh, hindi nila narinig yung gospel, hindi nila na, diba, natanggap. And so, paano yun? Pupunta sila. That is not the whole purpose. A man by the name of J.D. Greer says, the gospel is not supposed to be our ticket to heaven. It is to be an entirely new basis for how we relate to God, ourselves, and others. It is to be the source from which everything else flows. When he quoted this, and Tim Keller, they were emphasizing that the gospel needs to be lived out, not because of us doing good works, but simply because based on our experience. Are you here with me? It should be the source of everything we do whenever we live, breathe, coming from our own life. The question is, is it the gospel in our own lives, in our own hearts? There's two thoughts regarding good news and good advice. The gospel is really about good news. Good news, in fact, news is always something that happened already, isn't it? Tonight, all right? Or you'll be probably listening to some news that happened the rest of the day here in Manila. All right? And so, news is always something that is done, while good advice is always something that is yet to be done. And think about this. Good news salvation is that you are saved because what Christ has done in us. Good advice, gospel, all right, salvation is you got to understand that we got to tell you what you need to do in order for you to please God. You got a point? Yung good news, tapos na mga kapatid, kaya ang good news eh. Sabi ni Jesus, it is finished. Tapos na labanan. And out of that, relationship flows or Christianity flows compared to us giving you good advice, this is what needs to be done. 1, 2, 3 points, 5 points for you to be successful, 6 points for you to get rich. One of the things that you need to be a strong disciple, you have to do this and that. You get it from the Bible. Folks, listen. Do you realize that the only good news that the church can give you is about this is the real Christianity? It's only Christianity could give you the good news because it's not about good advice. Other religions will tell you good advices. Gawin mo to, parenting, gawin nyo to. Why are we doing parenting? Why are we doing kids camp? Why are we doing youth camp? Why do we have to go out in the campuses to reach to the lost? It stems out not because the church tells us so, because of the gospel that we experience the love of Christ that we got to share. You're here in the church. Why is it? Is it because of an obligation? Why? Because it's something, what an experience that you can all live out after this? Or is it you're here because of your relationship with God that you live the gospel in our own lives? Talking about the gospel, it's a good news. But do you realize that if there's a good news, there is a bad news? What's the bad news? The bad news is we live in the dark side. The bad news is we need to be rescued. The bad news is no matter how good your intention of coming to church and pleasing God, you can't. No matter how good us doing, honoring God and making disciples. Teka muna, parang total opposite yung sinasabi mo, Pastor Mark. Yeah, if you're doing that out of obligation and duty, folks, you're not living according to the good news in what Christ has done. Are you here with me? The problem is we are all helpless, hopeless, and because of that, here's what the Word of God says. Ephesians chapter 1. Sabi po ng Bible, as for you, you were dead. Everybody say dead. In your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world, of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us live among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath. Last week, I had the privilege of showing up to an invitation because I'm reaching my schoolmates, my classmates, my batchmates in both UST in high school and my batchmates and classmates of Lourdes School, Quezon City, in elementary. So I have great relationship with these guys. And so this batch of Lourdes, okay, asked me to dedicate, all right, to pray over to this new house, new apartment that they built, one of the girlfriends, and I went there. And so before, all right, praying, I was there in their company. We had dinner. They're all drinking beer. And say, there was this one guy who kind of interviewing me and asked. Sabi niya ganun, so pare, tell me. Mga ganyan hirat. Sabi niya, pare, tell me. So, hindi ka na minom. Parang, oh, bakit? Parang, so hindi na talaga. So, ano, hindi, masaya ka ba sa ginagawa mo? Sabi sa akin, Oh, di ba? Bakit? Ba't di ba ako masaya? Di ba ako? Hindi nga, saya-saya mo nga eh. Parang iba ka lang. So, paano yun? Di ba? Ginagawa mo yun? Di ba ang hirap? Di ba ang hirap tumalikod sa kasalanan? Di ba ang hirap? Yung ginagawa, parang hirap yata niyan. Alright, and so, sabi ko, well, at first, akala ko mahirap. Kasi nga, yung mentality natin, in order for you to please God, kasi kailangan i-give up mo. Kailangan magsakripisyo ka. Kailangan magdusa ka. Kailangan mahirapan ka. Eh, pero hindi talaga natin kaya. Hindi ko kaya, pare. So I was explaining to them, para itong pag-iinom. Sabi ko, hindi ka na umiinom. Yan, hindi na. Bakit? Dahil Kristiyano ako o pastor ako? Hindi. Sabi ko, hindi na ako umiinom kasi I think, in the first place, the Lord changed my appetite by craving for beer. In fact, you know, my taste buds reject this alcohol called beer that we used to drink. Oh, nga eh. Talaga? Yeah. And why would I continue? And he said, oh, nga no. Oh, nga naman. Tama. Oh, di ba gagastos ka ba? Pwede naman tayo mag-gathering na walang inuman. Oh, pwede naman tayo magkape. Pwede naman tayo mag-soda. Pwede naman tubig lang. But the point, we're together. Oh, nga no. Pero parang hirap eh. Ibig sabihin, hindi ka na ano, hindi ka na nagbababae. Okay. May mga asawa, by the way, the other table is with their wives. Sabi ko, mukha ba ako nababae? Ito sa palagay mo. Pare, parang ang hirap. See, a lot of people would think, in order for you to please God, to be accepted and loved by God, in some ways, you have to give up smoking. You have to give up drinking. You have to give up vices. You have to give up the sin that you loved. Right? See, growing up, that's what good advice will tell us. That's why salvation and the gospel, it's not us telling you, give this up, do this and do that, obey the Ten Commandments, try to compare yourself from other people because you're good enough compared to others, so you're accepted by God compared to them. No, it isn't. In every good news, my friend, there is a bad news. The bad news, based on what we talk about, is this. Number one, we're all dead. Everybody say, I'm dead. We are all spiritually dead. No matter how cute the baby is that you have, all cute, so beautiful, so light and gentle. Look at this baby. Guess what? Deep within that baby, he or she came out from a sinful forefather. That baby's so cute, but deep within that baby is a heart that is dead. We are all spiritually dead. We're just like living zombies. You're just like the Collins, Edward Cullen. I'd rather be Jacob. Pareho lang yun. Okay. Anyway, here's the whole point. All of us, somehow, di ba, paminsan, do you remember the first time that you were asked to be part of a Bible study? Baka victory group, ngayon nagre-resist ka pa? Alright, that somehow there's resistance within you. Do you know the reason why? Maybe it's because you're still spiritually dead. And all of us, no matter how we respond, we will not respond to the good news, to the Bible, to our relationship with God. Why? Because deep within us, we are dead. Those guys that I'm talking to, they're all dead. One time, I was dead either. That's the bad news. We cannot respond to God because we are dead. Listen to this. The only thing we contributed to the gospel, the only thing, listen to this, we contributed to the gospel is this: sin. There's no way we contributed somehow to the gospel. No amount of good works, but it's your sin. That's why there's the gospel. Let's say all of us here live for 70 years. All right? And every day, just every day, we contributed one sin. One sin, isang pagkakasala lang sa isang araw. For that one sin, think about this, that we sin 365 in a year. times 70 years of age, guess what? There's a total of 25,550 sins in your lifetime. And the question is, how do you deal with it? Every day you repent to get rid of your sin. During Holy Week, you flagellate for you to get rid of 1,000 sins. Eh, 25,000 yun eh. Hello? Folks, listen, there's nothing we can do. Why? Because a dead person cannot lead another because he's dead. Does it make sense? Secondly, we're not just dead, but we are disobedient. Everyone say disobedient. The Bible says, following the ways of this world and the devil. You know what? Listen to this. The devil, Satan, doesn't have to show himself with his whole caricature of image being black, with his cape on it, with his horn with him, with his big fork and his tail waggling and say, you follow me. He doesn't have to, and he will not do that. He will never, ever do that. But he will use this, the other way around. He will use the opposite sex. Woo! Phew. Man! Beba, bebeba, bebe. He will use money, career. He will use all these pleasures. Why? Because it attracts our own flesh. And that's why no matter change that we want to do and we want to experience, gusto mong bumait pero di mo magawa. Gusto mong bumait. Gusto mo magbago. Wala pa rin. Ilang beses ka na nag-resolution. Hindi ko nagagawin to. Pero you end up 10 times worse. How come? Because you're disobedient. We are all moved by what? By our own fleshly desires. Just like getting a pig. You get a pig, okay, try to bring the pig to a parlor, pa-pedicure natin, pa-spa natin siya, lagyan mo pa, kulay natin yung kung merong buhok yung gwig, lagyan mo ng, di ba, damitan mo, okay, lahat na talaga, make the pig so presentable. Guess what? If that pig sees a mud, he's still gonna go to that pig. Why? Because a pig is a pig. His nature, he wants to be in the mud playing, so you can do anything for it to change from the outside, because deep within that pig, its nature is a pig. The same goes with us. No matter what, you can change. Does it make sense? Number three, depraved. Everybody say depraved. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 3 says, obeying the impulses and flesh, thoughts and the mind, our cravings dictated. Our cravings dictated our senses and our dark imaginations or imaginings. How depraved are we? Romans chapter 3 says, sabi po na Romans chapter 3, okay, as it is written, there's no one righteous, not even one. Turn to somebody and says, you are not righteous. And you can be righteous, okay? Let's move on. There's no one who understands, no one who seeks God. All have turned away. They have together become what? Worthless. There's no one who does good, not even one. Their throats are open graves. Their tongues practice deceit. The poisons of vipers is on their lips. Their mouths are what? Full of cursing and bitterness. Pagmumura na hindi natin mabago. Every time na lang may S-H-I-T. Kung hindi, S-H-O-C-K-S. Their feet are sweat to shed blood. Verse 16. Ruin and misery mark their ways. And the way of peace they do not know. There's no fear of God before their very eyes. That's how depraved we are. Man cannot save himself. Man cannot change himself. You might be in church today thinking and hoping that you're going to get changed. Guess what? In your own terms, even the church cannot cause you to change because we're all depraved. Are you here with me? Depraved means what? Means the unsaved person is incapable of doing anything to merit salvation. and meet the high standard of God's holiness. Sabi po ng Bible, lahat po ng kabutian natin, maybe you have such good intention, you have done so many things for God. Listen, all the good works that we have done in the eyes of God is this, filthy rags, maduming basahan. And I was telling that to my friends. Pare, lahat ang... Example yan. All right, nagalit. All right. Ano nangyari doon? In-explain ko sa kaibigan ko, sabi ko, pare, you cannot change yourself. I tell you, I challenge you. Give me 1 month. I'll give you 1 month. Ito lang, pare, hindi pagmumura. Tabi natin yan. Yung pag-iinom mo lang. Give me 1 month. Go back to me and tell if you did it for a month that you did say no to drinking beer. And here's what he said. I can't do that, pare. Tomorrow, I'll get one. I'll assure you that. In other words, in all our lives, we are helpless, hopeless. You cannot save yourself. You cannot change yourselves. Next one, we're doomed. If you think you can be saved, no, you're not. Any person who's going to die here on earth without Christ, that person is doomed. That person will go wide open. Hell awaits that guy. If the person dies. That's why, yun nga, paminsan, kailangan pa magkasakit isang tao. Kailangan pa magkasakit. Alright? Para marinig ng gospel. Kasi kung kailangan magkasakit, parang dun, binatukan ako ni Lord. Excuse me, hindi ka mabatukan ni Lord. Nagkasakit ka dahil sa kagawa mo. Huwag mo sisihin si Lord. Alright? And sometimes it grieves my heart. Kung kailan pa tumanda, saka nung bata pa, ang daming opportunities. But he missed that. Why? Because of this. You're doomed for destruction. Hell awaits all of us. And remember, we talked about that last year. You know what? Hell is forever. Hell is eternal. There's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. But hell is eternal. Whoever's in hell today, I'm telling you, there's such regret that's happening. And it's a real thing. Are you here with me? Here's the good news, my friend. Until we realize, I'm nobody, I can't change. I'm helpless, I'm hopeless. Until you realize who you are. Until you realize the sin, the major sin that you've done every single day, you will not appreciate this good news. What is the good news? The good news, number one, God rescued us. He has rescued us from the dominion of darkness. In other words, all of us, we're helpless, hopeless, no matter how religious. A leader, a pastor like me, I cannot save myself. Are you here? Sorry to say, even Billy Graham, the evangelist, cannot save himself. Even the new Pope, Pope Francis, cannot save himself. Cardinal Tagle cannot save himself. There is no man who lives here on earth can save and change himself. You might have good intention, and you might be winning battles, and you might be blessed today. You cannot change and save yourself. But God, because of His mercy, because of His love for you, He rescued us. What is the meaning of rescue? In other translation, in King James Version, it says, He has delivered us from the power of darkness. The Greek word of rescue, it means to draw to oneself to deliver. It means to come in and take out by force. When God delivered us, guess what? He came in, He get us to, for us to be taken to Him, and not even taken to Him, but take out by force from the darkness, the doom, the sin that we lived in. That's what God did for us. Because of His love and mercy for you, guess what? He rescued you. Ang problema, like, it's not even a picture. Remember, like, kung wari may undoy, di ba yung mga taong, di ba remember, doon sa river, asking for help? Di ba parang nakakaawa? Ang gusto mong isave? the question sometimes with those people who are drowning and want help is they even think of their own ways that they're responding towards that help. Yeah. Okay, give me that help. But guess what? I'll not be helped if I'm not going to reach my hand and get your hand as well for me to be saved. But for us, it's this. Lord, no way. I'm down there. I'm in hell. I'm living miserable life. I might have all the money that I thought could give me such joy and happiness. But Lord, not compared to what you've done, that you rescued me. He rescued you from darkness. Can you say that to someone? He can rescue you from darkness. That is sin, dominion of hell. Not only until we understand the magnitude of our debt, we will never appreciate the greatness of that solution. The depth to which we understand our condition determines our appreciations of the good news. Alam mo yung isip pagbayad natin sa kasalanan, parang nangungutang ka. May utang ka na nga, tapos sobrang dami ng kasalanan natin. Diba, may utang ka, binabayaran mo yung interest, pero yung mong utang, yung kasalanan mo, hindi natin mabayaran. And that's the condition of all of us. We're trying everything we can, but it's only God who could rescue us. Can you say amen? Number two is this. You're not just being rescued, but we have been transferred. We have been brought from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. Think about that. God took you into Him with all force. He got you. He rescued you. He did not just rescue you, but He placed you. He transferred you from coast to coast, from the opposite, the extreme opposite, for where we belong, placed you in the kingdom of light. He brought us in the kingdom of the Son He loves. That's what the Word of God says. There was during the Cold War in the 1970s, between the U.S. and that time USSR, it was not Russia. They were under the communist rule. There was this guy, a Russian pilot, who was piloting a MiG-25. And so, on his way on the air, guess what? From Russia, he went straight to Asia, went to Japan, and entered the United States of America base. And he wanted an asylum. When he went there, he says, I'm coming in because I'm defecting from me being Russian to I don't know where I'm going, but I'm defecting because I hate my life as a communist. I want to get rid of this life. I'm asking for asylum. I want a new life. Would you receive me? So he defected. And when they receive him, guess what? The U.S. government debriefed him, gave him a new identity, and gave him the bona fide residence of the United States. In due time, he became an American citizen and enjoyed the freedom of what it is to live a free life in the United States. Somehow, that's a picture of what happened to us. But it's not a matter of your choosing, but it's a matter of God transferring us from living in the kingdom of darkness, placing you in the kingdom of light, giving us a new identity that you are a son of God, that we can live a life just like Christ because of what He has done. And last but not the least, good news number three is this. We have been redeemed and forgiven. Colossians chapter 1 verse 14, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Colossians chapter 1, in new NLT version says, God has purchased our freedom with His blood and has forgiven all our sins. Everybody say, all our sins. What is redemption? Redemption means, remember, we were rescued, but somebody has to pay for that ransom. And this is the strongest word that you ever find in the Bible, the word redemption. The word redemption means paid in full. Yes, God rescued us. God transferred us from the kingdom of darkness to light. But he must have done something. And guess what? The good news is he sent his son, who is 100% God, became 100% man. He experienced every temptation, pain, sufferings, agony, despair. Guess what? He remained sinless. There's no other man who could ever to live perfectly like Jesus, the way Jesus lived. He lived a perfect, sinless life. And because of that, you know what happened? He gave up himself like a sacrifice, putting on to you and say, I'm doing it for you. And the song that we just sang, I'm sorry, the scripture that Pastor Dan read during the offering with the delayed of justice. Where's justice there that one sin is equivalent to death? But Jesus paid all the sins of mankind. Just imagine 25,000 plus sins of one person. How many sins all in all, put all together with the billions of people living here on earth? He paid it once and for all as a ransom and say, I redeem mankind. I pay that in full. No amount of slavery of sin will they experience because of what I have done when I shed my blood for the people. That is the good news. He paid it once and for all by his own blood. In other words, God procures our freedom by the payment of his ransom, of that ransom. And that ransom was the blood of Christ. Here's the good news, folks. No more slavery of sin. No more slavery of sin. Because of what Christ has done, kung dating alipin ka, hindi na tayo pwede maalipin sa kasalanan. Bakit? Sinet free ka na ni Lord. Are you here with me? That's why we have to live for the gospel every single day of our lives. Are you here with me? Every sinner whom Christ redeemed is delivered from sin and God's wrath. You're not just delivered from sin, my friends. Guess what? If you're going to die today, heaven awaits for every saint. And let me tell you, there's St. Paul and St. Peter and St. this and that. Guess what? Who are the saints right now? It's us. We are the saints of today. I'm sorry to say that. What about St. Peter? Yeah, they're saints too. They're believers like us. But we are redeemed by the power of his own blood. Not only did Christ redeem us, my friend, but he also forgave you. He forgave you with every amount of sin that you've done. And he will forgive you for the future sins that we're all going to commit as long as we live in this body. That's why we got to fight living by faith because of the Son of God that he gave himself for us. Are you here with me? That's why every sinner, all right, is being paid for and give literally the forgiveness of God. You know the word forgiveness, by the way? It means sending away. We're not just being purchased and paid in full because of that ransom. But here's what Christ did. He sends away, forgave our sin, our guilt, our condemnation has been set away because of what Jesus did for us on the cross. My friends, I have a good news for you. Maybe you are condemned. You're living a life of guilt. Maybe until today, there's something that bothers you, that you're carrying a weight, a burden that enslaves you, that empowers you. That's the reason why there's grace. It's what Christ has done. God's riches at Christ's expense, that he gave his life fully. And having said this, as we leave this week one with this timeless series of the gospel, take this note: in Christ, we have been rescued from darkness, received new citizenship and identity, and redeemed from all our sins. May we live this gospel every single day of our lives. Going back to the question, so Pastor, what is the gospel? So what is the gospel? Here's what the gospel is. the gospel is the good news about Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. It's not there in your notes. It is an announcement, a declaration that God has reconciled us to Himself by sending His Son to die as a substitute for our own sin, so that all who repent and believe in Him will have eternal life and will live the rest of this life forever with Christ. There's no other way. There is no way you can save yourself. There's no amount of good works. Your prayers would not come good. It would not reach God. Why? Because you're a sinner. God will never hear from an ungodly person. That's what the Word of God says. But He chose to have mercy on us. He chose for Him to have compassion to us so that we will have this relationship with Him. Can you say amen? May we live this gospel every single day of our lives. Can we just bow our heads right now and close our eyes? Lord, thank You. Thank You, Lord God, for the good news. But Lord God, we know that this will never be a good news unless we know how bad we are. Enable us to know, Lord, who we are first. That we're all sinners and depraved sinner that we can't save ourselves. Lord, I'm asking You that all the more You make it real for all of us. How much loving, compassionate, merciful You are. And that's why You sent Christ. And not only that Jesus Christ died for our sin, but He rose from the dead. Showing, Lord God, that we have that kind of power that comes from You, not on our own strength, not on our own power, not on our own self-control, but on what Christ has done on the cross and Your resurrection power that gives us life and the grace to overcome sin. Lord, there is no amount of sin that You have never forgiven. And even at this very point, Lord, I just want to pray for our brethren, for all Your saints who's been compromising. Somehow, Lord God, they missed the point of knowing who they are and what You have done for them. But Lord God, they could turn to You because You're a gracious God. Can we just ask everyone to bow their heads at this moment? I want to pray for some. I didn't do this in the 3 p.m. But I just want to pray for some of you. Maybe you're still living in compromises and sin in your life. God knows. Actually, God knows that you can't change. But if you only put your full trust in Him, receive His mercy, and say, God, I want You to come in this area of my life, that I should stop this. It is not from You, Lord, I know. It's from me. And sometimes I would even use You to tolerate, to justify what I'm doing. If that's you today, would you humble yourself today? God knows you can't save yourself. You can't change. It's only God who can change you. If you're that person, would you pray a prayer of repentance and say, Lord, I repent for living a life that is compromising. In this area of my life, Lord, that I know You've been dealing with me. You've been touching me. You've been, Lord, at speaking and convicting me with Your Holy Spirit that I should not be living like this, but I should be living like a child of God. Lord, I repent for trusting in our own selves, not trusting You. And so, Lord God, today we repent of that. Would You say a prayer of repentance? Thank You, Lord, that You're here. Thank You, Lord, for Your grace. Lord, I ask, Lord, right now that You will release Your grace, the power of that cross that You purchase everyone by Your blood, that all of us here will get out of this place dealing, that You've dealt with our own sin, our own weakness, our own struggles, Lord God, that all of us are forgiven, sent away the guilt, the compromises, even the condemnation, Lord God. Father, thank You that it is no more. It is done because of the blood of Jesus. And so, Lord God, as we repent, Father God, we receive Your mercy, receive Your grace, that You're making us white as snow once again because of what your Son did for us on the cross when You shed Your blood. Father, we give You glory and praise. Thank You, Lord Jesus.